the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 402, The Killing Apps, part 16.
Comedy Forecast is powered by its patrons. To support the show and get episodes before everyone else, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or just go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page.
It's time for the second annual Podcast A Day in April event.
I love
it. That rocks.
They're everywhere.
That's right. There will be a new episode of Comedy Forecast every day in the month of April. So come on, let's get to today's forecast. It's time for part 16 of The Killing Apps, an original Comedy Forecast story. When we left, Clinton and Detective Hart.
What was that?
Nothing. Had attempted to break into the big Parmesan cheese factory, only to be discovered by security guards. They found themselves suspended over a vat of molten cheese. It was then that someone entered the factory. It's...
I think the word you're looking for is cliffhanger.
Stop that!
Yes, please do.
It's the butler. I can't believe it's the butler. I should have seen it coming.
And yet, you didn't.
I don't understand. You disappeared like everyone else, back at Bando's mansion.
Hardly. I thought you were on to me, so I took the opportunity of the wine and cheese delivery to make my exit.
So that means...
You owe us $32.50 plus a tip for the wine and cheese.
But Dick Bando also disappeared.
Yes, I had the extraction team that had shown up to remove whomever showed up at the door to go around back and remove Mr. Bando. He put up a bit of a struggle.
I only have one question for you.
Yes?
Should it be whoever or whomever? Where's Grandma Girl when you need her?
Hey, I have bigger questions. Like, what the heck is going on here? And can someone get us down?
Perhaps I should start at the beginning. First of all, my name is Butler.
Dadoy.
Bartholomew Butler.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Hardly. I am the owner of the big Parmesan cheese company.
Two jobs, huh? So Bando doesn't even pay you a living wage.
No, you fool. That job was just a ruse on my part. This factory is located right behind Bando's mansion. I needed access to and from the factory without arousing suspicion. What better way to do that than by posing as Bando's butler?
Well, you could have tinted the windows in your car.
Yes, perhaps.
Maybe worn a hat and sunglasses.
I suppose.
Pulled a Mrs. Doubtfire?
Enough!
So the flower you had on your jacket the day we showed up at Bando's house wasn't from the kitchen?
Correct. It was from here in the cheese factory. You see, my plan is to build a dozen factories just like this one. Combination cheese and pasta production plants, right here in Middling Fair. You might call them soup to nuts for a pasta dinner.
You might.
I wouldn't. Your cheese is terrible. It tastes like salted styrofoam.
It's better than cauliflower.
Yikes. It is a trend.
But it doesn't matter, dear boy. With Middling Fair's new 110% tax break, I don't even have to make a profit to make a profit. The more factories, the more the town will pay me.
Sounds like a perfect plan.
Yes, except for one thing, the EPA.
EPA?
Exceptional Pasta Association. You see, to stay off the grid, my plants are being powered by reactors, and the EPA has some silly regulations about the number of nuclear pasta plants that one person can have.
That sounds pretty reasonable to me.
Not to me, it doesn't. I have been working with the olive oil industry, as well as the guar gum lobby, to overturn these regulations, but things have been going slower than we expected, so we decided to accelerate the process by eliminating the hurdles.
Let me get this straight. Big Pharma is working with the oil industry and the gum lobby to get rid of the EPA?
Yes, I guess you could say that quite good. Since the EPA is located in Middling Fair, we came up with a plan to eliminate the members. We pooled our resources and created the iRoid OS smartphones and the apps on them. Then it was simply a matter of giving them to everyone in town. To assure that, we mailed them to everyone and included free unlimited talk, text, and data to make them irresistible.
Not to me. I tossed mine into a pot of water.
I assure you, you are the only one.
I get it. By giving the phone to everyone, when members of the EPA disappeared, it wouldn't seem to be anything more than part of the overall disappearances.
Exactly. And by having a reference to cheese trigger the disappearance, the whole process seemed random.
But where has everyone gone?
They are perfectly safe. They have been transported to a private island off the coast of Costa Rica. It's perfectly fine. There's a Margaritaville there.
Well, thanks for clearing that one up.
You deserve to know the truth before I drop you into this vat of molten cheese.
See? I told you it wasn't one of those weird day spa treatments.
Do you have any last words?
If I do, they'll have to wait to tomorrow. We've run out of time.
Yes, I do tend to ramble. But rest assured, next episode, you die.
Hello, spoilers? Until tomorrow.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.